Hi, and welcome to A Heart for All Students podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay LaVisca. Each week, we're going to discover how to parent and educate our outside-the-box kids to thrive as those that God has intentionally designed them to be. If your child has ADHD, ASD, SPD, GAD, or no acronym at all, know that God has designed your child with gifts, passions, and purpose. And together we can parent our kids differently so they can thrive as the people He has intentionally created them to be. How to homeschool language arts peacefully and effectively. So many moms have been desperately searching for answers as to how to homeschool their kids. Interestingly, pivot is the trending word right now with everything going on in our world. I've mostly seen this word used in regards to businesses that are trying to pivot in order to meet the current needs of their customers. However, I believe that it's time to consider this term in a new light. I want to suggest that you resolve to make a pivot in your perspective of your child's education, a shift in perspective. If you're new to the idea of home education, you may be one of those moms looking to know how to homeschool. I'm here to tell you that homeschooling is such a wonderful gift and has been the greatest blessing for my entire family. However, when I first started educating my children at home, I too didn't really know the first thing about how to homeschool. Just like so many are experiencing now, I only knew what I knew at the time. I had grown up going to public schools. I went to a public university and then on to graduate school for teaching at that same public university. I learned how to teach in an institutionalized system. It took me years to finally figure out that homeschooling is not school at home. Homeschooling is a lifestyle focused on educating each individual child so that they grow into a thriving adult. Grace to take it one step at a time. So, if you're overwhelmed and searching for answers as to how to homeschool, give yourself lots of grace. Learning anything is a process and does not happen overnight. With so much information out there, it's to be expected that you may struggle to know where to begin and then how to proceed. Start with the three R's. I consistently recommend to my private community of moms and my clients that when in doubt, focus on the three R's. Yep, I'm talking all about reading, writing, and good old-fashioned arithmetic. There's a classic homeschool book out there by this title. You may want to check it out. The Three R's by Ruth Beechick. So today, we're going to focus on the first of the three R's, reading. And to learn more about my recommendations with math, check out this post and video here on the website. Here are some practical how-to homeschool steps that are easy to incorporate into your home. Best of all, these strategies are effective and stress-free. Think of this time at home as your opportunity to make simple shifts to help your child make huge gains in language arts. Go backwards in order to move forward. Whether you're a veteran homeschool mom or a newbie, if you know that your child is struggling in any academic area, I suggest you get on your hands and knees and thank God. Woohoo! This is news that you want to know sooner rather than later. So use this insight into your child's weaker areas to find the educational gap. How to homeschool? Find the gaps. Specifically, if your child hates to read or resists reading at all costs, this is your clue that there's some sort of gap in reading skills. So you take your next step. Identify where the reading gap lies. Ask yourself, is she struggling with phonics, letter sounds? So, circle back to basic phonics. Is it a comprehension issue? If so, spend time reading together, ask lots of questions, and have discussion. Is he struggling with visually tracking the text? Find books or texts with larger fonts and less text on each page. In the end, by simply slowing down to spend time intentionally focused on reading skills will ultimately be your best bet. Do you need to run out and buy a full curriculum? Not yet. I suggest you begin with the basics of reading. The number one tip that I have to get your child over the reading hump? Take the reading barriers down and get lost in story together. When you first begin homeschooling, it is a great idea to spend a week or so just reading good books to your kids. reduce the stress-related anxiety that so many children experience when told that they must read aloud and independently. Unfortunately, way too many children have been forced to read independently and at increasingly difficult levels way too soon and too fast. They then shut down and begin to hate reading, often as a fight, flight, or freeze response. It takes time for the brain to develop the pathways that allow reading to become a natural and enjoyable experience. We have to back off and allow our children time to develop their reading skills at their pace. Tragically, that reading stress response becomes the norm in so many children. Reading becomes the enemy for these pushed too soon kids. But in reality, so many children simply need intentional one-on-one instruction from a loving adult. Our kids need to be given the grace to focus on where they really are and not where the standard says they should be. Read to your child. With everything in life, internal motivation is the game changer that propels us forward in any endeavor. We want our resistant readers to learn to enjoy the experience without stressing about making mistakes. This is why it's absolutely fundamental that we give our kids opportunities to enjoy books. One of the greatest ways to do this is for parents to read aloud to their kids. Friend, read to your child and don't for 1 minute feel any guilt about it. In fact, tap yourself on the back because you are providing your child with the greatest gift, deepened family connection, as well as a healthy relationship with books. When you do ask your child to read, allow your child to choose the book. Allow your child the grace to read a book, quote unquote, below level with confidence. Each successful reading experience will add up and your child will grow as a reader. Check out this post all about the importance of reading as a family and grab our family favorite book list printable. Reading instruction, narration. Narration is another great strategy that you can use to help guide your reading time, and it's an excellent way to strengthen reading comprehension. This method simply involves you reading aloud to your child. Find a book that your child loves and spend some quiet time reading together. Allow your child to ask questions, talk about the illustrations, have fun. Conversations and dialogue between a trusted adult and a child is not only relationally life-giving, but also builds up language and reading comprehension skills. Don't underestimate the power of conversation and the spoken word. Reading to and with your teen is so valuable. Even older children enjoy being read to, and reading aloud to your teen eases the resistance to read a book just for school purposes. We want our teens to develop a love of reading as a form of entertainment, right? Any extra time you spend getting lost in story with your teen is a relational win, and it is an excellent way to expose your child to greater ideas and concepts about the world. Find a book that you know will interest your teen and read a chapter together each day. Have deep, meaningful conversations with your teen. Ask thoughtful questions and listen intently to their answers with gratitude. Bottom line, when you read aloud to your child of any age, you remove barriers to reading, increase foundational language skills, and deepen relationship. Win-win, right? How to homeschool? Enjoy this time. We are all dealing with new schedules, new routines, and new obstacles. Don't spend this time fighting with your child. Trust me, I am preaching to myself here. I need the reminders just as much as anyone. Let's help our kids figure out what they need so that they can move forward academically and strengthen their next foundational skill. Most importantly, let us encourage our kids to know that God has designed them on purpose with gifts, passions, and purpose. And how cool is it that we get the privilege of walking this journey with them? Yay! Friend, one quick note. If your child struggles at all with reading or communication, check out this book by Daniel Franklin, PhD, Helping Your Child with Language-Based Learning Disabilities. It is a game changer.